This is Radio EcoShock with your host, Alex Smith.
You are tuned to Radio EcoShock. We go now to Jerry Williams, our Washington correspondent.
I'm here with physician and anti-nuclear champion Dr. Helen Caldicott, who is in Washington on March 30th for the Occupy EPA action at the EPA headquarters in Washington, D.C. Dr. Caldicott, why are we still talking about nuclear power and nuclear weapons? It's been decades. We've had a movement to do away with weapons. Now it seems as if acceptance of nuclear power is creeping back into the conversation, the nuclear renaissance, in face of what just happened a mere year ago at Fukushima. Why are we still accepting nuclear power?
I don't think people are accepting it now after Fukushima. In fact, I saw a poll yesterday in the New York Times to say that about 60% of Americans now are cautious and wary and concerned about nuclear power. That's post-Fukushima, which shows that the nuclear industry have spent hundreds of millions of dollars in the past few years saying that they're the answer to global warming, even though they cause global warming in their own right because they're undergirded by huge industrial infrastructure, mining, milling, enriching uranium, building reactors, produce a huge amount of CO2 and global warming gases. So they advertise in Scientific American, on NPR, all over the place, which was really wicked. I rang NPR and said, why are you taking these ads from the nuclear energy industry? And they couldn't really answer me. Money. Underwriting, they call it, but it's advertising. But now the Fukushima accident, I predict, will lead to the end of nuclear power, not just in Japan, Germany, Italy, Switzerland, Belgium, which have all said no, but China, America. And also, you know, it's not if but when you have a meltdown. And I tell you, when Americans dying are dying of acute radiation illness and leukemia, that's it. So it hasn't hit you yet. Do you have to wait till it hits you before you develop some common sense and do the right thing?
Yeah, I wonder about that because, on the other hand, even though we're facing, you know, peak oil and energy challenges, we're being told that we have to have nuclear because the oil is running out.
That's rhubarb.
And that there's a whole new safer generation of nuclear facilities.
Those two statements are lies. You use oil for transportation, not to generate electricity, one. And two, the new reactors are much, much more dangerous by orders of magnitude than the present light water reactors because they're fueled with plutonium, where 1/1,000,000th of a gram is a carcinogen. They're cooled by liquid sodium, which explodes when exposed to air. So if you get a hole in a pipe, you get a meltdown. And 5 kilos or 10 pounds of plutonium is critical mass. So if you've got 100 tons of plutonium in a reactor and you lose the coolant and there's a meltdown and you get 10 pounds of plutonium together, you get critical mass and a massive nuclear explosion scattering, you know, tons and tons of plutonium to the four winds, which is the most ghastly, hideous machine I could ever imagine. They're the new safe reactors.
And let me ask you, too, about something that you'd mentioned before, just the entrenched power of money and where we are in this country in dealing with the influence of money in politics.
Yeah. You know, I said today in my speech that Congress is full of corporate prostitutes. I mean, what else can you say? They are. And even Obama's a corporate prostitute. Until you get that blasted corporate money out of politics, the politicians will do whatever the corporations want, and to hell with the people, to hell with their health and well-being, to hell with what 99% want. So therefore, we need a revolution. We need a peaceful, sagacious, quiet revolution led by knowledge and education, like the one we had in the 80s, where we educated the majority of Americans to know nuclear war was bad for their health. And in 5 years, and I helped to lead that movement with my fellow physicians, from most people supporting the concept of nuclear war, better dead than red, in 5 years, 80% opposed nuclear war. And so, therefore, that was the second American revolution. Let's do it again. But we've got to educate ourselves. We've got to get away from our Facebook pages. We've got to get out in the streets. We've got to read books. And I suggest my books, humbly.
What's your latest book is titled?
Well, there are a few, actually. Nuclear Power is Not the Answer. If You Love This Planet, War in Heaven, and Loving This Planet. And you'll find them all on my webpage.
One last thing. You've mentioned, every time I've heard you talk or seen your speeches, yeah, you always mention the children because of the future and because they are so vulnerable.
And I'm a pediatrician.
And you're a pediatrician.
So I'm practicing global preventive medicine.
What kind of things do we need to do to educate children and really capture their imagination?
I don't think that's fair to tell the children how we've screwed up the world. That's cruel. We've done it. We're their parents and grandparents. It's up to us to fix the world for them and make it safe and give them an innocent, delightful childhood.
What keeps you going, Dr. Caldicott?
I have this crazy notion that I can do some good. And, you know, miracles do occur. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, we did end the Cold War. That's true. And I think after the Cold War ended, everyone thought, thank God it's over. But it wasn't. And Clinton left the weapons in place. And if we're blown up tonight in a nuclear holocaust, that's Clinton's legacy. And for that, I resent him enormously.
I was involved in the nuclear freeze. And We educated ourselves to talk about throw weights and
yeah,
things like that, that
yep,
you know, so we could speak
yep
knowledgeably.
Yeah.
And that seems to just have
we've
gone
got, no,
water
we've
under
got
the bridge.
To, we've got to do it again. And yeah, I've started playing my film called If You Love This Planet, which is banned by the Justice Department as foreign propaganda. I gave a speech in Plattsburgh, New York. The Canadian Film Board made the film. It won an Oscar in Hollywood. The U.S. Justice Department banned it as foreign propaganda under, I think, an old 1948 law that bans communist propaganda or some rot. And so it's virtually never been played here, and it really busts people's psychic numbing apart. It's only half an hour long. So get the film from the National Film Board of Canada and play it everywhere. And if they come to me, the Justice Department, or they arrest me, well, then I might get on Rush Limbaugh, and I might get on Fox, and I might, you know, then you can talk about the fact that the haircuts are old-fashioned 20 years ago or 30 years ago, but the film is still totally relevant because we could be blown up tonight and the medical data is still the same.
Thank you so much.
Oh, good.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.